More shit, Al-Bilad newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Occupiers confusion, conflicting positions on ceasefire and escalation. Afif speaks on Martyrs' Day about Sayyid Nasrallah while resistance rockets along the border exceed 300. Arab-Islamic summit, international inability to stop the war. Assad asks, where are the means of enforcement? Recently, Gideon Saar was appointed as foreign minister, succeeding Israel Katz, and Katz was shifted to replace the ousted defense minister Yoav Gallant. But when the new foreign minister Saar says that a ceasefire with Lebanon is close and negotiations are advancing toward a final formula, and the new defense minister Katz asserts that there will be no ceasefire with Lebanon and that military operations will continue until the resistance surrenders, the only conclusion is that the entity is in a state of confusion and lack of vision. If there were a decision to escalate the war, as Katz claims, Saar would refrain from talking about a near end to the conflict. And if real progress had been made on negotiations, Katz would not speak of escalation. It seems that each minister is addressing a group within the internal audience, some eager to end the war, finding hope in Saar's words, while others, who wish for the continued aggression, applaud Katz's stance. In contrast to this internal disarray, the resistance clarity was evident in the words of Hezbollah's media relations officer, Mohammed Al-Afif, who commended the ongoing political and diplomatic efforts in the Washington, Trump, Moscow and Tehran triangle, even though these efforts have yet to bear fruit in negotiations or ending the war, leaving the battlefield as the sole authority. Afif pointed out that the intensified rocket fire, now surpassing 300 rockets, disproves the entity's leader's claim of the resistance depleting arsenal. The daily surge in launches, rather than decline, confirms the resistance readiness, as rockets fired from the front line challenge Israeli allegations, echoed by some Lebanese, about its control over Lebanese lands and the supposed destruction of the resistance capabilities. In Riyadh, the Arab-Islamic summit convened, with leaders emphasizing the war of extermination against the Palestinian people, particularly in Gaza, and the destructive aggression against Lebanon. The summit reiterated the priority of halting the war through a UN resolution under Chapter 7, enforcing the entity's withdrawal. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's speech addressed all concerns about the resistance and the war's future, asserting that the cause, first and foremost, is the defense of Palestine. He questioned the failure of Arabs to assert their will, rejecting the reasons as insufficient excuses for their partaking in an international collusion, and emphasized that the resistance, through its steadfastness and martyrdom, has shifted the balance. He questioned the means and opportunities that Arabs, Muslims, and Africans have at their disposal to reshape the global balance.